stålsett deg for tysk aksang. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og har kleppet sammen en radiosending jeg hadde med Darkness fra Tyskland. Dette Jernverket. Før intervjuet jeg noe jeg må si. For at Jernverket skal overleve som podcast trengs det midler. Og du kan bidra med støtte månedlig via patreon.com/jernverket eller gi en enkeltsum via VIPS nummer 567438. Beløpet selvsagt valgfritt. All informasjon står nederst I episodebeskrivelser med lenker som fører jeg rett til kassen. Tusen takk for alle bidragene så langt. Jeg klarer ikke det uten deg. Hei på dere, og god kveld. Klokka har passert 9, og det betyr at det Jernverket som går på Radio Rox akkurat nå. Mitt navn Helle Stenkløv, og I dag skal vi få treffe på Darkness fra Tyskland, som var innom Oslo og Norge for første gangen I forbindelse med Kraterfestivalen på Vulkan for noen vekker siden. De hadde nylig et comeback, nærmere bestemt I fjor, etter, ja, det blir vel omtrent 23 år med stillhet utenom noen sånne små opptredener her og der. Vi skal få høre om hvordan det står til I dag, men vi startet selvfølgelig helt på begynnelsen av karrieren. Hvor kom den teutoniske trashen fra, og hva fikk Darkness til å begynne med det? Men aller først Judas Priest og The Sentinel, den absolutte favorittlåta til Arnt som gitarist og vokalist I Darkness. Den første låta Darkness laget Armageddon og å finne som bonusspor på Conclusion and Revival fra 1989. Dere på Jernverket og Radio Rox, og I dag har vi et Darkness-intervju på gang. Vi møtte dem under Kraterfestivalen for noen vekker siden. Og vi spurte grunnlegger og trommis Lucky om hvordan det hele startet sånn rundt 84.
December 84 started with our first idea of the band. We started with two friends. It was Uwe Christophers, he called Damager on the demo, the first demo, and one guy named Hartmut, I don't know the pseudonym. And we recorded the first demo in 1985, March, I guess.
Det sa Lucky Trommis I Darkness. Men hvorfor velger guttene å spille thrash?
That was a kind of living feeling. It was in the, was the beginning of the trash area, and the scene grow up at this time. In these days, yes.
We used to say, yeah, there were two big scenes of thrash metal in the world. That was the Bay Area around San Francisco, and the Ruhr area in Germany, where we come from Essen and Gelsenkirchen. It's kind of 52 cities on one bunch in one. Yeah. That's the Ruhr area, and it was a quite good ground for thrash metal for aggressive young people. Who wanted to express their feelings not by fighting someone but by playing guitar and singing and shouting. And that was the reason why we started, I think.
Darkness kommer fra Essen I Nordrhein-Westfalen I Tyskland, og jeg spurte bandet hvorfor det var så mange thrash-band som kom akkurat ut fra herre området.
The industry was located in that area, just such like coal mines steel blast furnaces and things like these. And then the industry went down, it broke down, and there was many people were unemployed, many people had no money, there was a lot of anger in that scene, and it was like that area was forgotten by the politics and by the German people, and so it was very, how can I say it, very nasty. You know, old houses, old factories where no people worked anymore, and that was a good ground, as I said, for thrash metal.
Det var Arnt, gitarrist og vokalist I Darkness. Og når du starter band, så må det gjerne komme et debutalbum. For Darkness sin del var det Death Squad som var først ut. Den kom I 1987. Og jeg spurte dem hvordan de fikk frem regiva her.
After we got the deal with Gamma Records, they were the first label who wants to put out our debut album. Goes very fast. Everything we had only three demos, but we only put one demo song on the album. Mm-hmm. The other came like a... Yeah.
You wrote all new songs for the album?
Yes.
Yeah, except one.
Despot was the only one.
Despot and Iron Force.
Iron Force, right.
Two songs.
Yeah. Two songs. Mm-hmm. We had the ideas, we didn't think about songs, we just played.
Yeah.
Someone came and said, listen to that riff. That was, in many, many cases, that was Pierre, and we said, no, we don't like it. Fuck that riff. But, so anybody came and said, we've got a riff, and let's play, and here we've got the refrain, there we've got the solo, things like that. We didn't think about writing songs like we do today.
Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. I dag det Darkness fra Tyskland som gjeste-DJ'er. Skid Row og Slave to the Grind var ønsket av trommisen deres Lucky. Vel på å kjøre et intervju med Darkness her akkurat nå, møtte dem under Kraterfestivalen for et par vekker siden. Og det gikk med Darkness som det gikk med mange andre 80-talsband. De hev inn årene I 1989, og jeg spurte dem hvorfor det gikk som det gikk.
It depends not on the creativity. It depends on us, because we were not very professional. We've got two bigger bands, as you know, Sodom and Creator, and who hang around with us, and they started. You know, they had a good label, they had good tours, they sold many, many CDs, and we were something like the underground band. We've always been that. And it didn't depend on ideas, it depends on us because we were not very professional. The record company said, do this and that, and we do not this cover and play that tour, and we said, no, we want to do it our way. And I think that was the problem. You need somebody in the background, a manager, who says, do this, don't do that, and then it works. And we never had someone who was guiding us. That was the reason. And what Lucky always calls the evil curse,
yeah.
The change of the lineups. Mm. After the first LP, Bruno
was replaced by Tom.
And after the second album, Pierre left the band and Tom went to
Holy Moses,
and they were replaced. But that's not good for a band. The folks want to see the same faces.
There were we got some offers for tours, but they don't or they were even cancelled just before they started. Yeah, a bit of pech.
Bad luck.
Yeah,
bad luck.
Yeah, so. And so we do a lot of single shows, and don't hear what the professional said. For example, the label. No, not the label. We had a manager.
Yes. First it was...
We never lose our rebel attitude or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
We were angry young men who wanted to play and wanted to have more fun than doing professional work.
Yeah.
That's it. Now we're here.
Curse of the Legions of Death, eller Kotlod, eventuelt av og med Testament, på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Det Darkness fra Tyskland som gjeste-DJ'er I dag, og de var jo borte fra rampelyset ganske lenge som Darkness, men prøvde seg tilbake med et band de kalt for Eure Erben I 2004, men det gikk ikke helt som de hadde planlagt.
Ja, vi... want to go back to our roots, but we don't want to make a simple reunion. So we decided to change it a little bit, and we thought it was a good idea to use the German lyrics, because there's no reason why we don't, or we are not allowed to do it. We would just try it out.
It wasn't. We tried it, yeah. That's right.
It was
after about, I think, 10 years or 12 years, Lucky's and my way were split, and Lucky did his thing, I did my thing, and one day we met and said, we're fucked up with all the shit we did in the last decade, we want to start again, but we were not quite sure how to start and what to start, and at that time in Germany, music with German lyrics was very popular, and we said, okay, let's try it. I personally didn't want to start Darkness again, because there was this wave of reunions, and there was usually one member of the old lineup, and many other guys who when that band was actual were in their paddies and weren't able to play or listen or something, and I said, I don't want to jump on that wave, let's do something new. That was the same mistake. Yeah.
And we don't start with Darkness songs, that was
development.
Development in 2 or 3 years, that it goes to more than the trash way again. It started with a more mid-tempo.
Yes.
Songs.
More heavy metal sounds.
And then we go back to the roots, step by step, you know.
But the people pushed us to go back to the roots. So we played two as ORM, and we played many shows as ORM. But people, before and after the show, people came and said, "Yeah, it's quite good, but what about Darkness? Why don't you play Darkness songs?" And you are it's like a branding, and you can't take it off. Of course we can be proud for that, because we have, until today, we have a name, and I'm proud for that, but you are connected to that name, and you can't it's like a part of your body, you can't cut it away. And people reduce it always on Darkness.
Du hører et intervju med tyske Darkness her på Jernverket, og Radio Rocks gitarrist og vokalist Arnt avsluttet der. Vi skal høre mer om hvordan bandet kom tilbake, og innså at det å starte et band som sang på tysk og ja, lignet litt, ikke var helt veien å gå. Etter det her og Death med Spiritual Healing. Mike spiller gitar I Darkness og ønsker seg Death med Spiritual Healing her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Vi I ferd med å spille av et intervju som vi gjorde med Darkness under Kraterfestivalen for noen vekker siden. De ga jo seg I 1990 sånn cirka, og kom tilbake med et band som de kalt Øyre Erben I 2004. Det skulle ikke være akkurat som Darkness, men siden det var mange av de samme folkene, så forventet vel folk egentlig å se Darkness igjen. Så bandet ble rett og slett presset til å gjenoppstå. Her forteller gitarrist og vokalist Arnt hvordan det foregikk.
To be honest, when you try to create something new, but you always run against walls, and you are always the people always link to Darkness. And you play and you work, but there is no success. You become exhausted. And I changed my mind. Because I said there is no reason to do our album anymore, because nobody is interested, but everybody is interested in the Darkness, and that's why we changed. I just was exhausted in running against these walls, and we didn't attain anything.
Yeah, and then we played the 25th anniversary show for the Death Squad album, and after this show, we decided to do it only on another label, Darkness.
It wasn't particular Boni's idea.
Yeah.
He said, the former guitarist. And he said, why don't we start again? Let's do it again. And we said, okay, because it was after that gig, it was like a fever.
Yeah.
Like a rush. The old spirit was back again. So we said, okay, let's start it.
Det må litt Exodus til på Jernverket og Radio Rocks, og Bonded by Blood plukket ut av Speasy, bassist I Darkness. Vi I ferd med å spille av et intervju jeg gjorde med Darkness under Kraterfestivalen for noen vekker siden. Det 25 år siden de ga ut noen ting sist, men nå som de har gjort comeback nærmere bestemt I fjor, så jeg på vei til å lage et nytt album, faktisk.
We're working on it. We hope to publish it, to release it in spring next year, 2015, and we've written new songs, five or six, which are finished.
Six.
And we plan to do 10 or 12 songs, depending on the length, and there's going to be an album, but we've got no release date, and still we are talking to people like record companies, labels, where we can release it. But that's I can't tell you anything about that. That's nothing fixed yet.
It's not exactly the same, but the old spirit is alive. That is what we feel. These days, we think more about the songs than long time ago, but the spirit is almost the same.
You can't expect people who become older after all these years to be the same person. In a certain way, yes, but not you develop in all these years. And the spirit is the same, the songwriting is more modern, I would say.
Det sa Arnt I Darkness, gitarrist og vokalist I bandet. Og du kan jo dømme selv, her fått en av de aller nyeste låtene deres, som sikkert kommer på skiva etter hvert, Hate is my engine. Hate is my engine splitter nye låt fra Darkness, kommer garantert på albumet deres, som de holder på å jobbe med akkurat nå. Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rocks, jeg møtte Darkness på Kraterfestivalen for noen vekker siden, og ba dem om å fortelle de rareste historiene sine som de har opplevd gjennom karrieren.
One story I used to tell, I like to tell, is when we went to the Netherlands, Ollie, Lucky, I don't know, the band, and we went to the beach, and it just was fun, outside of the rehearsals, outside of concerts, and in the Netherlands, on the north, on the coast of the North Sea, there are pubs, and in the winter and in fall, they are away, they just take it away, and there was a telephone from that pub on the beach, and just imagine you go to a beach and there's a rough north sea and it's a bad weather and there's a telephone and that was connected, it worked. And so we called Bruno, our bass player at that time in Germany, and he said, don't smoke anymore, just don't do it. That's one funny thing that happened. Because it's so absurd, you know.
Spesiell historie fra Darkness som vi hører her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks akkurat nå. Og bandet fortalte at noe av grunnen til at de gikk nedom og gjennom på slutten av 80-tallet, det var at de rett og slett ikke hadde noe management, I hvert fall ikke noen som de hørte på. Og de har egentlig ikke lært noen ting I dag heller, for ting går fortsatt gærlig for at de ikke så flinke til å planlegge.
Oh, when we played at the Metallizee, do you remember? We drove with two cars, one bus with a backline and three guys. Lucky drove that car and my car. Inside were the rest of the people. And I don't know, you need gasoline inside a tank to drive a car.
Yeah.
You know, I guess Mike and Spiesi know too. Lucky knows right now because of that. Because there was no more gasoline and then the car was going slower and slower and slower in the midst of nowhere in Belgium. In 4 o'clock in the morning, the sun was going up and the car was going slower and slower and slower and Lucky was sitting that way. You know? So we had to stop and somebody... You know, I drove to a gasoline station and had to get a small tank. And that's you know, and that's why I said you need someone to guide you. Because if you've got a manager, those things won't happen.
Du har hørt et intervju med Darkness spilt inn I 2014. Likte du det, kan du for eksempel høre episoden med Creator og Sodom. Neste vecka blir jeg opptak fra livepodcast og tysk aften med Asbjørn Slettemark på Vaterland. Jeg har ikke vunnet å klippe sammen episoden enda, så du får nøye deg med steppordene Tankard, Chili Wast, Wind of Change og Antifa. Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Spre ordet, legg igjen 5 stjerner og lytt, og vil du bidra med litt peng for at det skal kunne fortsette, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for konkurranser, diskusjoner og musikalske tips. Navnet mitt er Helle Stenkløv, jeg gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Vi høres!